there's a certain sort of madness or craziness that's in the demos that I make. There, where things are just kind of a little wrong and a little broken and stuff like that. The solo album is sort of an attempt to just sort of make demos is really what it is, and just sort of leave sort of the nuttiness in it or something.
David Lowery first appeared on the scene in 1983 with his band Camper Van Beethoven. In 1989, he started the band Cracker. Now, in 2011, David Lowery has released his first solo album called The Palace Guards. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Hard to believe it's been over 25 years since Camper Van Beethoven sang Take the Skinheads Bowling, but time does fly when you're having fun. David Lowery has kept busy in those years too, either with Cracker, producing records at his studio in Richmond, Virginia, or teaching a class on the music biz at the University of Georgia, drawing on years of DIY experience. As a writer, David's developed a signature witty and esoteric style, and the songs on the Palace Guards are no exception. From hard rockers to waltzes to country stompers, they defy comparison to either of his previous bands. David Lowery recently joined Claudia Marshall in our Studio A, and she got to ask him about the stranger-than-fiction origins of some of his songs.
I was in Walmart one day, but I saw my attorney in Walmart, which was really a surprise because he's a very, you know, he works for a really great big law firm.
And, right.
But he's always in a suit and like totally dressed like, you know, like you'd think
a lawyer
would,
right.
You know, powerful lawyer would be and stuff like that. And so I just looked at him and I was like, Craig, what are you doing here? And he said, I'm buying all the ammo that I can possibly get my hands on. Just like,
now this is the kind of lawyer you want working in your case.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's lawyer, guns and money kind of lawyer, which I had no idea. I mean, I would have hired him all over again just
right.
If I had known that.
Right.
So once again, this is another one of my songs, which is about like this sort of people thinking that, you know, sort of the end times are coming.
When I'm going up the mountain where the water comes from glaciers blue, take along my sweetheart, gonna raise ourselves up a brood. Raise them up on honey, bees from buckwheat wine. If we can't go do this, make our clothes from hemp and twine. Go up on the mountain where the waters come from glaciers blue.
And this next one you're going to do is kind of the way it sounds on the record is it's a country waltz. Do you want to say anything about where this one came from?
It's like if Cat Stevens grew up in like the Appalachian is what it is.
He'd have a whole lot less trouble on his hands, yeah, I think. I don't know.
The story of this song is that I love Gabriel Garcia Marquez, and there's a book called Autumn of the Patriarch. And in it, the patriarch lives an impossibly long time, and he always sells out his country. And eventually he sells the sea to the Yankees. And I was always like, I got to use that somehow. And I was sitting in the, you hear this story every day. I was sitting in the Baghdad airport waiting to fly home from a USO MWR kind of thing we did over there. And I thought, wow, you know, I'd read a lot of history about Iraq before I went over there. So I just felt like I sort of knew what, you know, a little bit about where I was. And I thought, you know, actually, if I leave out 14 or 15 other empires, I think I can do the history of the land between the rivers, Iraq, in like three verses. You know, certainly I'll try. And I was the man who sold the Arabs the moon. The emirate princes, the hands manicured. The servants with luggage, they followed behind. The African concubines, regal and tall. And I was the man who sold the Arabs the moon, and they festooned their flags with crescent moons.
That was David Lowery with live performances of I Sold the Arabs the Moon and Raise Him Up on Honey. David's new album is his solo debut called The Palace Guards. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.